Welcome to A Servant's Heartbeat. My name is Colton Murray, and it's great to be a part of the Kingdom of God, and it's an honor to be invited to such a great podcast. I have listened to every episode, some more than once, and I can say what amazing thoughts and encouragements I have gleaned from every episode and all of its guests. Thank you, Sister Kristen, for your heartbeat in this podcast. I am so very thankful to be invited to share my thoughts with you today. Wow. Welcome to 2023. The first week of 2023 is in the books. Come and gone. How fast time seems to be moving. I've asked, where did 2022 go? I seem to blink. And it passed by. So for those who don't know me, I'm a young minister at Apostolic Lighthouse in beautiful Nacogdoches, Texas, also known as the oldest town in Texas, serving under a phenomenal pastor and pastor's wife, brother and sister Brent Crosswhite, and I am very honored to call them my pastor. I am married to a beautiful wife, Anna, of almost 12 years, and have three beautiful girls, Gloriana, Abigail, and Ella Mae. So, moving forward, as we get started on this brand new year, a lot of us have decided about new goals for the year. Some call them New Year's resolutions. Some call them just goals, or even lifestyle changes. I've heard the phrase, brand new year, brand new me. Maybe these are resolutions or goals or lifestyle changes that you tried to reach last year, but didn't quite get to where you wanted to be. So this year, you're looking to complete those goals. Or maybe just scrap that goal and try something a little different. A little transparency on my part, this year, I've decided to have less of me and more of him. Putting down some social media screen time and other time wasters and investing my time with the Master is what I really desire. Daily Bible reading. That's a very good start. So in my Bible reading for this new year, my attention has been turned to Luke, specifically for today's thought, Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10. For those that might not know, Mary and Martha are sisters. They have a brother named Lazarus, who Jesus also raised from the dead in John 11 and 12. The Bible also says Jesus loved these three. Now Luke 10, verse 38 says, "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village. A certain woman named Martha received him unto her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Wow, that good part stuck out to me. Mary and Martha were sisters. Martha seemed to have more of a aggressive, got-to-get-things-done, very vocal spirit, while Mary, on the other hand, had to be a little more passive. Maybe I can deal with it later, there are more important things in front of me right now, kind of spirit. This is the same Mary in John 11 and 12 that anointed Jesus' feet with oil and wiped them with her hair. You know, as I study this, I'm seeing that Mary found herself at Jesus' feet quite often. In so much, I would venture to say that when Mary found out that Jesus was around, nothing in this world really mattered except him. You know, the psalmist wrote in Psalms 27:4, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Inquire in this verse is to admire or to seek out. And I feel like Mary found herself in this exact place, just to behold the beauty of the Lord and to admire and seek out his word. I want to start this year off with that good part. I can't get it out of my mind. That part that can't be taken away. I'm seeking not to just start this year, but to hold to that good part all year long. I don't want this to be one of those New Year's resolutions where I start it off for the first couple of weeks, but then it kind of dies off after that. This place is where my real desire is. This place is where I lay aside the busyness of my life this year, and I find myself sitting at the feet of Jesus, gleaning from his word, and inquiring in his temple. You see, it's easy to get busy with life, get busy with careers, get busy with just everything going on around us and buzzing around like little bees working our life away. I mean, we see how swiftly time is moving. 2022 come and gone, and the first week of 2023 already come and gone. My mind goes back to careers can be taken away. Possessions can be taken away. Life can be taken away. But the time spent with the Master, that can't be taken away. I believe it will be remembered in heaven. I believe the Lord will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord." Oh, I want to hear these words. So I ask you today, where's your focus? Are you a Martha, cumbersome and busy with life, trying to balance the things out on your own? Just got to get things done, and maybe you found yourself a little overwhelmed? Or are you Mary, who's decided that you will lay some things down and be more attentive to God's presence and glean from his word? You see, it's your choice. I believe that we're going to get to heaven intentionally. So be intentional. This year, let's not just start off with that one thing that can't be taken away, but let's find ourselves holding to that one thing that can't be taken away. That good part.